Let us all join together in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts for all that you provide for us, and we praise and thank you for your grace and mercy. As we look at our lives, we realise that we often fall short of the standard we wish to attain. We know and acknowledge that our thoughts, words and actions are sometimes not what they should be. Please help us to be honest about our weaknesses and failings. The Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, we will be forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Lord, we ask that you will help us to be tolerant and respectful of people who may be different from ourselves. In 1 John 3, we read that through God's great love, we are his children, so we are all part of his family. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. We give thanks for our own families who love and care for us, and we pray that our church family will be blessed. May it grow in numbers and in knowledge and love of you. As we come to a difficult time in the fight against the coronavirus, we pray for guidance to the medical teams who determine the rules we have to obey. As restrictions are being lifted, we pray that any increase in infections will be manageable and that people who are ill and those who have lost loved ones will know the comfort and peace that comes from trusting in you. Lord, we are thankful for the freedom we have in this country. May all tiers of the various governments govern in a fair and just manner which reflects your will. Our local government election will be held shortly, and we pray for wisdom for those elected, and may they make wise and honest decisions for our community. We pray that all the churches in West Wyalong and their leaders will be blessed as they bring the message of your love and salvation to us. Father, we ask you to bless Andrew's ministry, that through it more people will come to know Jesus. We ask for your blessing on the work the building committee is doing in preparation for the renovation of our church building. We pray that the plans will all come to fruition and that people will renew their interest and commitment and be inspired to come to church to worship you. We offer these prayers and requests in Jesus' name. Amen.